Six people were found dead in a 5-star luxury hotel in Thailand, all having sipped cyanide. Yep, they all ordered tea, or I guess maybe one person ordered tea, and they were all found to have died by cyanide poisoning. The interesting thing here is there's a conspiracy theory. You know how we love those.
Oh, yeah.
But as soon as the prime minister, because he gets all the breaking news, gets everything that's going on in your area or your country, everything you're in charge of, that you need to know, you're told right away. Well, as soon as the prime minister found out that six people were found dead in this luxury 5-star hotel were dead, he rushed right to it. And so now the conspiracy is that maybe, I mean, that's very odd behavior. Maybe there's some sort of something going on with the fact that he went there so fast.
Like a guilty conscience of some sort?
I don't know. But we do have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone because, you know, she uses her brain in much smarter ways than we do. Yeah. She might say, yeah, there's nothing to it. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, I don't think the prime minister or any government entity or anything's involved, but it was a murder. It's been concluded that it was a murder-suicide plot that was orchestrated by one of the six, because they had a dispute with regard to a business transaction, a failing business transaction. But here's the reason that the prime minister rushed to the hotel and went on television and all that is because tourism is their number one source of income in Thailand. Oh. And they, you know, you've got probably the nicest hotel in all of Bangkok and all of Thailand. Probably it's a 5-star, and it's across the street from this temple that is like representative of the, and actually the temple was constructed directly across from this hotel site, because the old hotel that was built by locals a long, long time ago had a series of misfortunes that were really terrible, tragedies and misfortunes and misdeeds. And so they were trying to get rid of the bad juju by building this temple across the street. Oh. And so that's kind of an interesting little tidbit about it, because now it looks like, hey, bad juju's back. We got six dead people.
But
there was a married couple that had that were really big in the construction industry, and they had loaned the equivalent of $278,000 U.S. dollars to some of the other people in the group. And there had been like a lack of communication, things, deadlines hadn't been met. And so they met, the whole purpose of the meeting there was to discuss, hey, what has happened to the money? What is happening next? What's wrong? You know, this business venture. They were supposed to be building a hospital in Japan. And apparently the money was not handled properly, and the, you know, stuff was getting ready to hit the fan. And so they think that one of these people, probably this 56-year-old woman, because she is seen on closed-circuit cameras, and there's testimony from the staff that she ordered this tray of tea, and that, as you know, per custom, the person from room service serves the tea, makes the tea, pours the tea, all of that. And she said, no, I'm going to do that, and sent him away. And at the time, she was the only one in the room, because he looked around and it was just her. And so it is believed that she put the cyanide in the tea, and then they all drank it and were dead. And they, you know, they were dead for a pretty good little bit, like a day. And then they, when she failed to check out of her room, because they all had different rooms and they had just convened in her room. And then when she failed to check out on time, that's when housekeeping went and found the six dead bodies. So I think it's just a murder-suicide thing. But the other interesting thing for PR purposes is there was a serial killer just caught last year, who used cyanide to kill 14 people in Thailand. I think that was also part of the worry. Was this prime minister was like, hey, you know, this is bad. Everybody's going to be afraid to come to Thailand because of the cyanide thing. And, you know, guns are not readily available there. So if you're going to be a killer, you know, you got to find something creative. And apparently cyanide is pretty easy to get. So, or even, I think some people even make it, you know, at home.
This is a scary, very naive question, but how do you get cyanide?
Well, yeah, I really think that you can buy it. I don't know if you can buy it online, but you can. Yeah. I think from what I understand, I've never really looked into it, but I understand you can buy it pretty easily. And I've read about some, because I'm a huge true crime fan.
Same.
I've read about some people growing plants that make cyanide and trying to make it on their own.
Well,
Well, yeah, I mean, you can get poison fairly easily. Yeah. We have so many chemicals that we use for various things. Beyond cyanide, there's a million different chemicals
like
that are,
poison.
Are poison.
I just Googled it, so be prepared for this computer to be flagged.
The first turns up dead, they're coming for you.
The first three places it popped up, Walgreens, Walmart, CVS.
Okay.
No way.
There you go.
I like convenience from my cyanide.
So it might be on rollback.
Okay.
Get my Walgreens points.
A lot of these dangerous chemicals have agricultural uses and that sort of thing. Yeah. So it could be that it has, or veterinary, even sometimes some chemicals that are dangerous to humans are not dangerous to horses or animals. And so you'll see like a veterinary use, but usually it's agricultural when it's that readily available. But they say it's very easy to get.
Well, you're awesome. We could just throw anything at you.
Thank you, Lisa.
She's awesome. Official attorney of Jared and Katie in the morning, Lisa Lanier. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com.